When Kelly Madigan started work in January, she had a staff of one herself. She didn't have a permanent office, and she had a crummy job title. Rather than Inspector General, she was the Executive Director for the Office of Ethics and Accountability. That's a mouthful, and it locked her out of training and work sessions she could get with other Inspectors General.
Because they said, based on my statute, I wasn't an Inspector General.
Well, now she is, thanks to a name change she asked for and received from the County Council. She also has her own office now and has added one investigator. But compare that to the 16 people who man Baltimore City's Inspector General's office.
And she still doesn't have an administrative assistant? That's crazy to me. That's crazy. That needs to change.
That's Isabel Mercedes Cumming, Baltimore City's Inspector General. She says she'd love to sit down with Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky to discuss how to make the county office work.
If you want this to really be effective to the people, you have to put the resources behind it.
It is actually two things that Madigan's responsible for. One is the headline-grabbing part of rooting out waste and fraud. More on that in a minute. The other is the behind-the-scenes grunt work to make sure the county's 8,000 employees are following ethics guidelines. Madigan says it's shocking how few of those employees have received basic ethics training. She says that needs to change.
Every single Baltimore County employee and the members of the boards and commission should have some type of basic ethics training.
She has a goal of making that happen by next September using an online ethics course she created. Then there are the county's old-school financial disclosure forms. Those county employees who have to submit them do it with pen and paper.
They were scanned back and kind of kept in a binder of, you know, the financial disclosures for the year. Makes it difficult to kind of review them.
Madigan plans to move all of that online by this coming spring. She says 200 county employees have had to submit financial disclosure forms, and that number is going to more than double. Madigan says she needs money to beef up her office to give it teeth. But in order to justify additional funds, she needs to root out waste and fraud in the county. For example, this fall, acting on a tip, she found 20 county employees are double-dipping, collecting both a salary and a pension. Cost to the county, between $1 and $2 million. What to do about that is up to Oshevsky.
Our team is already actively poring over the report that was released, and an action will be taken to remedy that.
Meantime, those 20 employees continue to collect both a salary and a pension. A county spokesman says they're doing a case-by-case review of those employees. Madigan was a state prosecutor before Oshevsky picked her to be Inspector General. He created the office as part of his effort to make county government more transparent and accountable. His predecessor, former County Executive Don Moeller, says Oshevsky recognized the county has been behind the curve on that.
What County Executive Oshevsky's done is a start, but it's going to take a while to build up the capacity in that office to rival our neighboring jurisdictions.
Oshevsky says he would like Madigan's office to have more people, and he'll hash it out with the county council when they get to work on next year's budget. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.